The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome to Dorf on Sports, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Lots and lots to talk about today. NHL Hockey Stanley Cup Playoffs. LA Kings. 2-0 advantage. Unlikely after the way they've had to do it, but they're getting the job done. NBA Finals in full throttle as well. Baseball always in full throttle. And I think this is interesting. I want to talk about this in a little while. But this Roy Williams thing with him and what's going on there at North Carolina University with what Rashad McCants allegedly said is happening. But let me welcome in none other than Fred Wallen, who is with us from Los Angeles, the place where the Kings are doing their damage. Fred, good morning, man. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. I want to talk about what the owner of California Chrome said after the race, because it was totally ridiculous when we come back from the break, Andy.
That, too. Obviously, the yesterday the Triple Crown was not achieved, and we have to wait another year. So it'll be interesting to hear what you got to say about that. But yeah, the owner definitely ranted after, and we'll get the skinny from Fred Wallen on that, because he is a guy that does like horse racing and knows a little bit more about it than I do. So keep it close. A lot to talk about. Fred Wallen in Los Angeles, Dorfman in Phoenix. It is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
I'm Rashida Jones.
And I'm Quincy Jones. I know how fast time goes by and the importance of cherishing life's special moments. In the blink of an eye, your world can change and suddenly you're faced with health risks.
1 in 6 men will develop prostate cancer in their lifetime, and every 16 minutes a man dies of prostate cancer in the U.S. But prostate cancer is often treatable.
So speak to your healthcare provider about a plan for your prostate health. Go to pcf.org
or visit standuptocancer.org.
Steiner Sports Auctions have always featured some of the greatest items in sports history, and this spring is no exception. Check out auctions.steinersports.com for the unbreakable auction before it ends on June 17th. This set includes hundreds of one-of-a-kind items, greats like Babe Ruth and Deacon Jones, plus Hall of Famer Joe DiMaggio's game-used bat from the 1951 World Series. Many say DiMaggio's 56-game hitting streak is unbreakable. This bat would certainly be the highlight of any collection. Be sure to make your bids before the June 17th deadline at auction.steinersports.com.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred Wallen with me in Los Angeles, California. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit me up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports. Shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. Tons and tons of things to discuss. Again, never at a loss in the sports world. It could be anything, to be honest with you. We'll talk about anything and everything. So whatever's on your mind is always on our mind. Fred, you were talking a little bit about, obviously, yesterday what happened with the owner of Chrome, and he wasn't very happy, obviously, about not getting it done. So the streak continues, what is it now, 36 years or something like that, without a Triple Crown winner. And I think he basically, if I'm not mistaken, he basically called them cheaters or something, and that they took the cowardly way out because their horse didn't run the first two legs of the Triple Crown. Am I correct?
All right. So here, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. No, not quite. Some of the Republicans who don't believe in climate change might be the dumbest, but this is pretty close. All right. Kentucky Derby cuts the field down to 20 by how much money you've made and a point system. There's hundreds of horses who would love to run the Kentucky Derby. All right, but you only have 20. Okay. You're running a mile and a quarter. All right. So after the Kentucky Derby, let's say out of the 20 horses, only 12 come back for the Preakness. All right. 12 is a reasonable number. So you don't have to add anything for the Preakness. But after the Preakness, you got to go up to a mile and a half for the Belmont. Out of those 12 horses who are running a mile and 3/16, who are bred to run shorter races than longer races, how many of those 12 are going to run in the Belmont? Five or six? You want a five-horse field? You want a six-horse field? What the guy said is totally nutso. 130-something years, we've had the three races. We've had the Triple Crown. Andy, the term is horses for courses. You're bred to go certain distances. Some horses are bred to go further. Their dad, their granddad, bred to go further, like the Belmont, a mile and a half. So they're not going to run in the Preakness. It's a mile and 3/16. But they are going to run a mile and a half because in the stretch, those kind of horses will have something left. And if you saw the race yesterday, I had the commissioner who finished second, just barely lost. The point was that commissioner is bred to run distances. If you look at his breeding, he was ready to run a mile and a half, and he almost went, and then hardly anybody has ever done this, he almost went from the start to the end in front. And in a mile and a half race, that's almost impossible. He almost did it. He got beaten by the last, 20, 30 yards. The point I'm trying to make is it was bitterness, it was stupidity, and everybody was on Chrome's side. Here's a situation where for a total of $10,000, they had a horse win the first two legs of the Triple Crown. And this owner, with his asinine comment, I mean, everybody was on his side. And this part owner with his asinine comment turned people like me. I mean, this guy's nutso. You can't do it that way. And besides that, it would cheapen the Triple Crown. My point is horses have been ready to run the Belmont and haven't run the first two legs forever, Andy. You have to beat them all. That's why it's hard to get the darn Triple Crown. You want to cheapen it? Okay, let's have a 5-horse field in the Belmont.
Well, and not only that, I mean, let's be honest. When you do what this guy did, you take away from the event itself, and you make yourself the spectacle versus what really should be the spectacle. And you know what I've always been told, and what I always try to preach to my kids that I work with when I teach them tennis is that you have to know how to win graciously, and you have to know how to lose graciously. I mean. So the bottom line is I agree with you. I think it was a lot of sour grapes. I think it was bitterness, and they wanted to make history. And I like the competitive fire, but I don't like the way that this guy decided to handle himself. So look.
But the funny thing, Andy, let me just interrupt. The funny thing is, on my Facebook, a lot of people who really don't know horse racing, they took his side. It was like on Facebook, I was like one of two people among about 20 who actually said he was wrong because they don't know the history of horse racing. So, yeah, it sounds good. Yeah, well, let's have a 5-horse field in the Belmont. How would you like that?
Well, and I didn't see your post because this is one that I rarely do. I would have agreed with you on. And again, it just shows me, like you said, the first thing that came out of your mouth, bitterness and you know what? Somewhat selfish, to be honest with you. Let's face it.
Yes,
so
yes.
The bottom line is their horse made a great run and didn't get it done. But ultimately, you need to win graciously and you need to lose graciously. And when you don't do that and you make yourself bigger than or try to make yourself bigger than what actually took place, that's when, you know, people have an issue with it. And I'm somewhat shocked that people chose to go the other route, to be honest with you. But that's the way this society and this generation kind of works in general. But I don't know. I mean, I'm not that big into horse racing. I didn't even watch it, to be honest with you, Fred. But I would have liked to have seen history made. So, you know, I mean, it is what it is. Didn't see history. We got next year to wait for, right? I mean, think about the Cubs. Isn't that what they say every year, fans of the Cubs? Next year?
Yeah, it's only been 1978 since the firm. It's only 36 years. The Cubs have gone more than 100. So your point, very well taken.
Hey, you know, something I find interesting, and I think the kid's a great athlete. Since we're talking about four-legged athletes right now, let's just kind of continue. And this is a guy that plays football, but he also can play baseball. So I know you don't really like him that much. I know you're not very up on Johnny Football, but what do you think about Johnny Baseball?
Well, I mean, he's got a good arm. So, I just don't like his attitude. You know, he comes from an entitled family, so he feels he's entitled. He sold his memorabilia. He knew that was illegal. If I'm the NCAA, I suspend him for half the season. They suspended him for half of a game. So I didn't vote for him last year as far as the Heisman is concerned just because of that attitude. You know, I mean, he's a good college quarterback, a very good college quarterback. We'll see what he does in the National Football League. We wish him the best. I hope he grows up, that's all. And I hope Winston grows up. I mean, you know, Winston's been involved in a couple of horrendous, well, I don't know, you know, allegedly horrendous. First of them was a horrendous thing. And anyways, I mean, these are kids who sometimes feel they're entitled because people say they're great athletes. If you're a great athlete, of course, you get everything given to you. And if you think things should be given to you, you think you can get away with anything. So the point is we hope all these kids grow up and become better citizens. That's all.
Yeah, I mean, we all make mistakes. We do live in a forgive and forget society. And when you're 18, 17, 20, you don't always make the best decisions. And let's be honest. Sometimes even when you're 40 or 50, you don't make the best decision. So the bottom line is the guy has a skill, and you just got to appreciate him and anybody for that matter, Fred, that for what they do. I got news for you. The best commercial of all time in my eyes was the one where Charles Barkley said, "I'm not your role model." And you know what? It's still relevant today, to be honest with you, and maybe even more so today. Because you know what? Back then, those guys were a little bit closer to being good human beings all the time. And now you have people that, I don't know, man. The world is weird. The world is strange. But I actually think that that commercial is more relevant now maybe than ever. Fred Wallen in Los Angeles, California. Dorfman in Phoenix. On the other side, we got Jeff Rich, and I want to talk to him about that Roy Williams deal, him being in disbelief about what Rashad McCann said about him in general and just the whole situation there in North Carolina and probably going on in many universities, by the way. He's Fred Wallen. I'm the Dorfman. Jeff Rich coming up. Keep it close. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Hanging out with Fred Wallen. He's in Los Angeles, California. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit me up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports. Shoot Fred an email at sportsfred@aol.com. Now let's welcome in Jeff Rich. Jeff, good morning, man. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. What's up, guys?
You know, we're just talking sports as we always do, and I told you I had a little surprise for you with what I wanted to talk to you about. I'm not sure if you've been listening or not, so hopefully you haven't, and the cat isn't out of the bag already, but if it is, so be it. I know you're a college football guy, and I think it's interesting what goes on in college sports in general, but maybe even more so with what Rashad McCann said about what goes on there at North Carolina University, and Roy Williams taking the side of that he has really no idea what's going on. I don't know. I think you got to have a clue as to what's going on, but you're more in touch with the college scene, especially with the college football stuff. But your thoughts about what Rashad McCann said, first of all, and then Roy Williams pretty much either in complete denial. It reminds me, Fred, Jeff, it reminds me, honestly, and I mean this, I don't mean this in any bad way or anything, but look, he's the guy in charge of what's going on, at least with his basketball program. So it kind of reminds me a little bit about Joe Pa, because he knew what his program and probably had ideas about things, but never really pursued them. So your thoughts about what's going on there in North Carolina, first of all, McCants and his, you know, what he said, and then how Roy Williams responded to it, Jeff.
Well, I think that, yeah, I don't understand these athletes. I don't know whether they're just trying to get the publicity for tell-all books, if they're trying to, you know, get their name back in the news. But we see this all the time with the college players that think that, you know, that think it's in their due diligence to rip the programs that they played for or to expose the truth. I'm really on the fence on this one because I think that these universities provide so much for these young men. Giving them athletic scholarships, and then when they don't take advantage of the educational opportunities, they come back later and throw it on the program. As far as Roy is concerned, I think that there's a level of plausible deniability, especially given what went on with the football program there in Chapel Hill. Some great athletes didn't get on the field. It probably hurt their draft stock to have a little party when they were in college. So I want to say that I believe the coaches, but it's really tough to think that all this is going on under their nose. And they're basically the CEO of these small businesses that make millions and millions of dollars. So I think that they try to avoid it. I think that we saw that Jim Tressel tried to avoid it when he was in Columbus. It's just they put on their rose-tinted glasses and tell everybody the sun is shining.
Yeah, I find it interesting because at the end of the day, we usually find out that they did know, and then it makes them look bad, and, well, we know the whole story from there. Fred, how do you think Roy Williams is handling this, number one? I mean, again, I think it puts him in a bad position, and it's tough to respond, but sometimes maybe no response is better. I don't know. And then Rashad McCants, you know, I mean, why come out now? Go ahead, Fred.
Well, here's the bottom line. If he didn't know Roy Williams, he should have known. He's the head coach. He has to know everything. He does know everything. He learned from Dean Smith, who knew everything. So, I mean, for him to say this is nonsensical. I mean, my belief is there should be an investigation. I just think, and why Rashawn McCants came out now, I don't know. That doesn't make it true or not true. I think there should be an investigation of these allegations. I just think that, it's North Carolina, one of the godlike schools, NCAA basketball, UCLA, North Carolina, Duke, and whatever. But I got to believe that a coach has to know what's going on. The buck stops here, as Harry Truman says, and the coach had to know. And if he didn't know, then he wasn't doing his job either. So he can't win either way. And as Jeff said, it's very close to the paternal thing. I mean, if he didn't know, he had to know. And it was his job to know. I mean, kids are involved here, you know, and lives are involved here. And so my belief is there should be an investigation by the NCAA.
I mean, look, I got to think that this is one of many universities that things aren't totally kosher. I mean, so I guess what I'm saying is if you wind up investigating there, well, maybe you just put a whole investigation out there in general for all of college sports. Thoughts?
Well, Dorf, let me ask you this. Is there anybody, you know, I know that in baseball we say that everything is kosher, you know, until Derek Jeter gets caught. You know, that would have been the end all be all of nobody can possibly be clean if Derek Jeter's not clean. Look around college sports. You know, what programs do you think that have to be clean, and if they're not clean, you lose any faith that you have? I mean, maybe Krzyzewski at Duke. College football, I mean, I look across the board, I'm trying to figure out where there's a clean program. Even Brian Kelly at a prestigious university like Notre Dame has had a player death and had many, many things go on, you know, that are tied to scandal that, you know, that they try to wash their hands of and sweep them under the rug. And, you know, hopefully you win enough football games that this kind of news ends up on page six.
Yeah, but that's, you know, I mean, that goes along with a discussion that Fred and I were having earlier. We live in this forgive and forget society. So, you know, guys can make all kinds of mistakes and be shady and whatnot, and they're still going to get an opportunity, which is beyond me. I don't get it. So, look, I'm just saying, if you're going to go after North Carolina and Roy Williams and them, why not put out a nationwide investigation into every school? Because this is not the only school where this is going down.
Well, who investigates that? The NCAA. And can you tell me an investigation that they did well? I just think that it's a joke of a governing body that runs this stuff, and the schools don't police themselves. So, I mean, this is almost a situation where anarchy becomes the rule rather than the exception.
Good point. Yeah. No, I mean, this is bizarre. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I don't understand, you know, In most cases, you know, there's got to be a reason for it. And I guess I don't understand the timing. I don't understand why Rashad McCants would come out at this point and you know, basically throw Roy Williams and everybody else under the bus. When I guess I just don't understand how this is benefiting him and the need for it. Because all it's going to do is open up more eyes from people, and then, like Fred said, they're going to wind up investigating North Carolina. So, at the end of the day, the university that he represents or did represent and played for, he just threw everybody under the bus, if you ask me.
Well, I think that speaks to a bigger issue that these young student athletes are no longer proud to be alumni of these institutions. And we see it all the time. I mean, you know, the timing is like you said, random. But you know, these guys don't care because they're one and done. You know, if they're not one and done, they're two and done, or they're three and done. They visit these campuses. They're there to play basketball. You know, it's like the Ohio State backup quarterback said a few years ago, "I ain't here to play no school." And that's the attitude that we see more and more across the campuses. And unless basketball and football implement minor league development programs instead of relying on the college ranks, it's going to go on forever and ever because, you know, the priority is is what they do on the field and not what they do in the classroom. They don't care. And then when they can't get a job after their playing days are over and the money's run out, you know, it's like, well, you know, the school should have made me be an adult when I was an adult.
Yeah. I mean, very, very, very interesting, if you ask me. I don't get it. If it's the case, Fred, I mean, basically what he's doing is he, at the time, he had no problem with it, right? But now he's got a problem with it. So I guess that to me is what really irks me is if it was going down when he was there and he was part of it, well, why didn't he say something then?
Because he was 18. And he was playing basketball.
I mean,
winning a national championship.
Yeah.
So I guess I guess it's okay to wind up being somebody that did all those things and was a part of it, but then later on, you come out and you're the one that brings it to the light, and then it makes everything okay. Is that the way it works?
In this case, maybe.
Unbelievable. Jeff, as always, really appreciate you taking your time out with us. Tell people how they can check you out real quick.
Well, I'm on Twitter at JRichRadio. The website is morethanafan.net. We actually have a story from one of our college football writers, John Costin, on Rashad McCants. Go ahead and check that out at morethanafan.net.
Perfect, man. Appreciate you taking time out with us. We'll catch up with you next week for sure.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Jeff Rich joining us as he always does. On the other side, Fred and I continue to battle this thing out called sports. And by the way, Nadal, looking at the finish line, if he can get through this game, he will be up 5-4 in the fourth with a two-set advantage already. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community Tax Relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary. 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 917-1275.
One thing hasn't changed in the last 90 years, and that's getting just the help you need at Ace. And right now, get 20% off all gallons of Clark & Kensington paint and primer in one. Clark & Kensington, ranked number one in interior semi-gloss by a leading consumer magazine. So stop by Ace, the helpful place since 1924. Discount taken off regular price gallons of Clark & Kensington paint and primer in one from April 2nd through 7th at participating Ace stores. Store stock only.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got Fred Wallen with me. He's in Los Angeles, California. I'm in Phoenix, Arizona. You can be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports. Shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. Fred, we haven't really talked about it, but your L.A. Kings have a 2-0 lead over the Rangers. I've been very impressed. I've watched the games. Down 2 goals that first game, comeback win 3-2. Down 2 goals game 2, comeback and win 5-4. This team just will not quit. They do not die. They don't know what it is to lose. And at this point, I am more than impressed with the way that the LA Kings just go out there and battle and battle. Don't look at the scoreboard. Don't think about when they're trailing. They just go out and they take care of business. And on the other hand, the New York Rangers have got to be kicking themselves. Two goal leads and not one, but two games, and they come up empty, and they're trailing 0-2. Got to win four of the next five games. Their back is definitely up against the wall right now. So how are you and all the people in L.A. feeling about the L.A. Kings' success? And put yourself in the Rangers' feet or shoes for a moment and tell me how they feel right now.
Well, they're the quicker team. The Rangers are the quicker team, but the Kings have more ways to score. However, the interesting thing, and I didn't see the whole game, but I did see most of it yesterday on Saturday. The bottom line was, in the first overtime, and these go in spurts. If you follow the NHL historically, or just any hockey game historically, these things go in spurts. The Rangers had the better shots for most of the first overtime. And so the most valuable player on the Kings, it's going to sound crazy, giving up four goals, was still Jonathan Quick, because the Rangers had some right-on shots in that first overtime, and one way or the other, Quick found a way to stop him. He's been a clutch goaltender his entire career. Lundqvist is the best goaltender in the league based on stats, and he's just as good. So even though it's a nine-goal game, goaltenders were fantastic. I got to tell you, 35 shots, 34 shots? But in that first overtime, as somebody living in Los Angeles watching the game, I was worried. I was wary that the Kings were going to lose because they didn't get many shots off, and yet the Rangers did, and Quick, one way or the other, found a way to stop them. So I think your point well taken. The Rangers now have to take 4 out of 5. The Kings just split in New York. They're up 3-1. I mean, it's going to be very difficult for the Rangers emotionally, psychologically, to get back up. I mean, certainly they're favored. I've seen the 150-100 to win game 3, because they have to. Basically, it's do or die. If you're down 3-0, what are the odds of coming back? So, but if the Kings can get a split, obviously, in New York, everything's on their side.
Yeah, I've been really, really impressed. Again, the Kings just go out there and they throw everything out on the line. I mean, it's unbelievable, to be honest with you. I mean, I think it's also going to be tough thinking about all the minutes those guys put out on the ice. Again, when you're the Rangers and you come up empty versus the Kings when you come up and, you know what, the hockey gods are good to you. I mean, you know, the bottom line is I was trying to figure out what it was and how they do it. I guess you brought it to my light just now. You said they have more ways to score, and I just thought that, you know, they're just I personally feel like the Kings are quicker on the offense. I mean, I don't know. They have a lot of guys that can get the puck up the ice and start the break, whereas I don't feel that way about the Rangers. Yeah, they have a couple guys, but and the stick handling from the LA Kings, I think, is superior too. I don't know. Maybe I'm seeing something wrong, but I just feel like you said, they're the better team. And you know what? The Rangers give them a fight, and they can build a lead, but they can't close the door. And you know, they're kind of like cockroaches. They just don't go away. And the LA Kings are smelling that they can get this thing done and win themselves in another Stanley Cup Finals, two in the last 3 years. Pretty impressive, Fred.
Well, the trades they made right before the trading deadline certainly helped them offensively. And I think the Rangers are the quicker team, in my opinion. But, you know, you're entitled to your opinion. I just think, again, the Kings have more guys on all their lines who can score, who are a little bit tougher. And, again, as I said last week, I think the two – at this point in time, I think the Blackhawks better team than the Rangers. The Kings get by the Blackhawks on the road in Game 7 in the overtime last Sunday – which was a fantastic, I think, job for, by the Kings. I think the Rangers aren't quite up to the Blackhawks at this point in time. Now, during the regular season, obviously the Rangers weren't, nor the Kings, for that matter, you know, weren't among the best. But they're built for the playoffs, and you got to like Daryl Sutter. He doesn't say much in the post-game media conferences. I got to tell you, he's almost funny how little he does say. But he's doing one heck of a job, because you get a team back 2-0, 3-1, and you manage to win three consecutive overtime games is unheard of. What are they now? They've played, 7-game set, and now 2 games here, 23 games, and the Rangers haven't played as many. And yet, somehow, the Kings found a way to score at the end and win 5-4. But again, you know, in a 5-4 game, the two best players, in my mind, were still the goaltenders. I mean, because there were so many good shots on goal, you could have had a 7-6 game if you had average goaltenders out there. And I think Quick is the most valuable player on this team. I don't think there's any question about it.
Agree 100%. I mean, the stops that these guys make are nothing short of spectacular. I mean, you're right. There's so many pucks flying at these guys, and they could easily give up a few more goals. And you said built to win a championship. Well, Rafael Nadal is built to win French Open championships, and he did just get it done, beating Novak Djokovic in 4 sets. 6-4 in the fourth, and Rafael Nadal gets himself his 9th French Open title. I can't even fathom it, to be honest with you, Fred. It's just unbelievable how good this guy is on the red clay. I can't even put words to it, to be honest with you, Fred. It's spectacular what the Kings are doing, but this is spectacular too. So Rafael Nadal just gets it done in 4 sets, the champion of the French Open 2014, 9 total, getting himself alone in that history book is just an unbelievable accomplishment. And I don't know if you watched it. I don't know if you happen to be glancing at it, but what these guys do to their bodies out there, people that don't think tennis is physical, Fred, I got news for you. It is very physical. It's very demanding. You want to talk about, and this is why I'm going here, because it's going to lead me to my next point, my next thing I want to talk to you about. But you want to talk about guys who could go down at any moment with an injury or dehydration. It's definitely a basketball, or it's definitely a tennis player. And which leads me to LeBron James and his issues with cramping up in game one. He's a basketball player, supposed to be the best, supposed to be one of the best trained athletes as well. Can you explain LeBron James, and only LeBron James, going down in game one with cramps, Fred?
Well, everybody's body is different. And apparently it was 90 degrees, and he puts out 100% of the time. So, and he tried to get back in the game, and Eric Spoelstra said, sit down. I mean, so with 3.5 minutes to go. And you got folks, the Heat were up by 7 points with 8 minutes to go. Let's not forget that. So it's not as if San Antonio had this game from the start. But without LeBron, I mean, I thought we knew the result was going to be. I don't think it's fair at all to get on LeBron's back. I just think that I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. All I can tell you is that everybody's body is differently. I mean, if you and I do exactly the same thing, let's say we jump off a roof, you know, for some nutso reason, I break my leg, you don't break yours. Why? I mean, if we were exactly the same age and everything else, it's just the way physiologically our bodies are made up. I mean, certainly he didn't want to come out. I mean, nobody could ever accuse LeBron of not wanting to be in there in clutch situations. He hasn't always taken the clutch shot, but he's always played. So, I mean, again, I think it was totally unfair. And, it's sort of like a slam on him that he was the only one who came out. Well, his body is different. It just happened. And if the same exact thing happened tonight, maybe it's Tim Duncan. I mean, it's just no way of telling when you cramp up. I mean, you know when you wake up in the morning, Andy, when you're going to feel well, when you're not. I mean, nobody knows these kind of things unless you're Karnak, and can think ahead and see the future. I mean, so how do we know?
Again, I think the conditions were tough for everybody. LeBron James was the only guy that physically couldn't go. And for whatever reason it was, it happened. But I think bigger than that is it's the Miami Heat playing the San Antonio Spurs. And I agree with you that I think personally, I think the outcome may have been completely different if LeBron James is healthy and is able to stay in that ball game. I think the Heat may be win that ball game, to be honest with you. But as it turns out, he comes out of the game, momentum swings, the Spurs go on a big run. Danny Green is hitting three-pointers, one after another, and the Spurs go on and win in emphatic fashion for game number one. Game number two, I got to think that LeBron James and the Miami Heat respond. So I feel like a lot of eyes, a lot of fingers are going to be pointed in LeBron James's direction today. And we'll see how he responds. And like a true champion, Fred, I think he responds and he goes out there and plays an unbelievable basketball game, doesn't cramp up, and shuts a lot of people up. And the Heat win ball game number two.
Let me ask you a question, Andy.
Yeah.
What would you think if the air conditioning went on again?
You mean if it goes out? I mean, look.
What would you think?
I would think that the Spurs have a serious problem with that building. And unlike Spoelstra, who says, oh, they should be fined or whatever. Look, the bottom line is you don't go into that thinking, hey, let's do this or that so that we have an edge, because ultimately they don't have an edge. The playing field is the same for everybody. But look, it is a fluke thing. They'll have everything taken care of. And look, the Heat was just too much for the Miami Heat in game one. And it is what it is. I know we're up against it, so we'll take a quick pause for the cause one more time, and then you and I will wrap this thing up. So keep it close. Fred Wallen, he's in Los Angeles, California. Dorfman's in Phoenix. Tons of things going on in the sports world, as they always are. Never a loss. Rafael Nadal getting it done. 9 French Open championships. It is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
All righty, welcome back. Final segment here for today's edition of Dorf on Sports, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. First and foremost, got to thank Jeff Rich for hanging out as he did in hour number one, and then came back in hour number two. Obviously, Fred Wallen in Los Angeles, California, and Scott on the other side of the glass. Fred, big day for the Miami Heat. Obviously, I don't think they've lost back-to-back games, I don't think, if I'm not mistaken, ever in the playoffs, at least with this core group of guys they have. I fully expect LeBron and company to respond and play a great basketball game. What do you see happening later on today? San Antonio Spurs go up 2-0, or do the Miami Heat tie this thing up going back to Miami?
That depends on the air conditioning.
Yeah.
Miami's a four-point underdog. Let's presume it's going to be a close game. So based on that, I think you'd have to take the 4 points. I don't know who's going to win it, but I think I would take the 4 points. In fact, I've just given away. Folks, if you want winners, go to VegasSportsMasters.com, VegasSportsMasters.com. You don't have to go for that winner. I've just given it to you. But the point is there's some baseball games out there too. And, hey, by the way, Saturday night something happened very quickly that you're not going to see very often. Chris Sale, one of the best pitchers in the major leagues right now, up 5-0, bottom of the eighth. To the LA Angels. Angels score 6 runs, grand slam home run on Saturday night by Mike Trout. He's an astounding ball player, but 22 years of age, unbelievable.
Yeah, that was crazy because I was actually watching that game as well as the Diamondback game, and don't ask me why I was watching that, but the Diamondbacks beat Atlanta, and then I was watching that game in the eighth inning, they just exploded, so unbelievable. It was on Major League Baseball Network, so you got to check that one out. Hey, for Fred Wallen, for Scott, for Jeff, I am the Dorf Man. We'll talk at you next week right here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Peace, everybody. We're out of here.
Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.